Coal ash, the leftovers from burning coal in power plants, is pretty ugly stuff. Usually it sits in piles or ponds near the plants as sort of a gray sludge that can contaminate rivers or streams if it somehow gets loose. But that pollution potential could also be an untapped resource. Coal ash could become an important source of the rare earth elements that are used in electronics and other industries. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Burning coal produces two kinds of ash. One is the heavy bottom ash. The other is fly ash. In the past, that fly ash would go up the smokestack. These days, it's captured before it goes out into the air. Both are waste products the operator has to deal with, and the most common method has been to put them in a pile or a pond near the plant. In past years, the environmental danger posed by coal ash was much less of a concern, so the ash was sometimes held in places that are vulnerable to flooding and other disasters, such as the 2008 spill from the ponds near the Kingston coal plant into the Emory River in Roane County, Tennessee. Utah had a similar spill, though on a much smaller scale, near the now decommissioned Carbon power plant on August 4, 2016. Coal ash contains small amounts of lead, arsenic, mercury, and other heavy metals, in addition to very small concentrations of other elements. The Environmental Protection Agency decided not to regulate it as hazardous waste in 2014, but still requires producers to store it in lined landfills. For a few scientists who've looked into the issue, though, coal ash is a resource, and the U.S. Department of Energy has a program to fund research into recovering those rare earth elements from what had been thought of as just a troublesome waste material. And what are those rare earth elements? Well, there's erbium, terbium, europium, neodymium, tellurium, yttrium, dysprosium, and a number of others. Some are useful in alloys with other metals or in making semiconductors used in the electronics we depend on. Maohong Fan is a professor of chemical and petroleum engineering at the University of Wyoming. He says the ash contains almost anything you could point to on the periodic table and in concentrations that would make it practical to recover. In particular, he's been studying samples sent to his laboratory by Rocky Mountain Power, the utility that serves much of Utah and southern Idaho. Fan says a concentration of rare earth elements at around 300 parts per million would be economical to process.
So right now we get 500 ppm, we get 400 ppm, 600 ppm. We get, right now, highest number we can reach to, 700 ppm levels.
The process for extracting the rare earths is proprietary. Fan wouldn't discuss it in detail except to say that it's environmentally friendly. He recently filed a patent application, though, that discusses dissolving the coal ash in an acidic iron solution. However it's done, Carbon County Commissioner Jay Potter wants to see it happen in his community. The decline of coal mining and coal-powered electrical generation has hit Carbon County hard. He was pleased by the way it was discussed at a recent town hall meeting that was part of KSL's Road to Understanding project.
So many times it becomes adversarial, and especially with my county, if the word or the sentence has coal in it, we almost automatically have demonized what that industry has been and what others would like it to become. And so this is healthy conversation. This is not standing up for one side or the other. This is saying there are a lot of alternative uses.
The environmental group Heal Utah is locked in a legal battle with Rocky Mountain Power over the disposal of coal ash at its power plant near Huntington, Utah. With its major contribution to global warming as well as the other risks posed by mining and coal ash disposal, Executive Director Matt Pacenza believes the era of coal is past.
We got to do a lot of things, but one of them is we got to stop burning coal to make electricity. So that's certainly one of the things we believe. And so I think putting a lot of resources into figuring out what to do with coal ash may be a little bit beside the point.
Utah Foundation is publishing a series of reports on coal production in Utah. These reports look at coal's impact on the state overall and on the communities that have come to depend on it, as well as the changes happening as coal becomes a less dominant part of the state's energy future. Those reports are available on the Utah Foundation website. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.